Now, some horses that she rides, these are what you call a saddle horse. Has different gaits, foxtrot, pace, singlefoot, and some just has a rough trot.
Mm-hmm.
And some is rough about loping or running.
Mm-hmm.
And some is easier.
A child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say, I guess I must have
fell off in the bed.
And the things you put on the horse's feet are called the
shoes.
What do you call a game you play with those?
Which?
A game that you can play with those?
You pitch them. You pitch them, you dig holes like one out there in the yard and one here. And there's one or two men get you at this hole and the same amount there. And you pitch them.
You pitch the?
Pitch the horseshoe.
Uh-huh.
And the one that throws it in the hole, that's the one that gains.
Do you ever see it played with rings instead of with horseshoes?
Yes, I saw it played with rings and I saw it played with silver dollars.
What's it called when it's played with rings?
Pitching rings, or horseshoes, pitching horseshoes, or silver dollars, pitching dollars.
Uh-huh. The parts of the horse's feet you put the shoes on are called the?
The bottom of his feet, the bottom of the hoof, down next to the frog of his feet.
Uh-huh. First of all, you have to trim all
that. Have to trim that off and trim the frog of the foot out, rest the hoof off, and at the top, and take a knife and trim it off round at the bottom to fit this shoe. And they cut the frog of the foot out, trim it out some.
Mm-hmm.
Some has a flat frog to the foot, and some has a high frog to the foot. Just with a high frog, you don't have to trim it much, but a flat frog, you have to trim that right smart.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so that the frog part of his foot won't touch the ground. If it does, mm-hmm. it bruises them. It makes them lame,
mm-hmm.
you see.
And all you trim all four?
All four of his feet.
Or all four of his?
Of his hooves.
And the animal that you milk is called a?
A cow.
What's the male called?
Bull.
Was that word nice to use when you were growing up? Did it sound all right to say a bull?
Well, that's about all they called them then. Now they call them, some call them a male.
Mm-hmm.
But bull, that used to be all they called them, the bull or the heifer or the bull or the cow. And then they'd make these work steers out of them. Of course, they'd castrate them, you see.
Uh-huh.
And that'd make steers out of them, and that's beef cattle.
Mm-hmm.
See, they wouldn't kill the bulls. Well, now, sometimes they'd work a bull to entertain that way, but they didn't like to. The bulls, they couldn't stand the work that a steer could, and they was meaner
mm-hmm.
and stubborn than a steer was.
Any other way of saying castrate? Was there any other way people said that?
Alter.
Mm-hmm.
Used to call it alter.
If you did that to a hog, what would you call it?
What would you call it, whatever it was?
If you'd done that, if you'd altered a hog.
Hog. Oh, you'd call that a meat hog.
Uh-huh.
A meat hog.
Any other names?
A bar.
Would you call him a bar if you had castrated him after he was full grown?
No, you call him a stag.
Uh-huh. And talking about the cows, the little one when it's first born is called a
bull calf.
And if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to
have a calf or bring birth to a calf. Mostly says have a calf.
What about come in or drop a calf or find
Well, sometimes fixing to drop a calf.
And the male horse is called the
stud horse or stallion. Some called him a stallion, some called him a stud horse, and some called him a stable horse. It means a horse you have to keep in the stable away from other horses, you see.
What would you call him?
Well, I mostly always, way back yonder, I called him a stud,
mm-hmm.
stud horse. But for the last few years, more proper names is a stable horse.
Mm-hmm.